Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, we're back. You're back for the second hour of Blood River Radio. I hope you were able to tune into the first hour. It's enlightening, depressing, but enlightening, but still depressing. In case you just tuned in, we have our own co-host. Blood River Radio has, we have our own co-host. He's in South Africa. He was on tonight, the first hour. That's the first 3 weeks in a row that Matt Goodwin, our co-host for Blood River Radio, has been with boots on the ground reporting live on the scene in South Africa. It's not a pretty sight, y'all. Just to briefly recap what he said, we could do a six-hour show when he said, we're getting ready to bring Jacob up. I don't know, we're always having to change things on the fly here, this live radio. We have all these scripts, but my God, things change so fast. I'm sure Jacob was listening. But basically, Matt was saying the further inward they go from the sea, the further the people, the white people there, they seem to just have a pall over them. I get the idea that they're walking like in a concrete suit, a lead suit. They're just heavy. They're heavy heart, heavy physicals, heavy spirits, because they know that the farmers, that Matt's been with some farmers over there, and he said that they know it's just a matter of time that they're going to lose everything. Matt was recounting a story, in case you tuned in late. Well, he's recounting a story. He's a farmer. He's been over there working, herding sheep and doing farm work, helping these white farmers over there that he's been eating with and staying with and going into town with. And he was recounting the story of how this one white farmer had a black laborer working on his farm. And the black laborer told the white man, he pointed to the white man's farm and said, you know, boss, just pour too much longer, a year or two, whatever. All this farm is going to belong to me. And he's pointing to the truck, the farmer's truck. So that truck's going to be mine too. But what the guy didn't say, he didn't say that he was going to probably wind up killing a white farmer. Go ahead. Lee has something to say right quick. Like,
unfortunately, that black guy really wasn't thinking far enough ahead, because if he gets the farm, which I doubt it, they'll steal it from him. They'll steal the farm from him. Other black people will steal it from him. He has no right. He thinks he's going to own that. Is he in a position? He's not a millionaire. He's not a black millionaire. He has no power. He's not thinking.
Oh, so true. Truly. And you know what? In every single case like that, you go up to Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. Every single case where blacks have taken over these extremely rich farms, just the richest soil in the world, some parts of Africa, rain, they were producing, you know, the Rhodesia was the breadbasket of all of Africa. But yet, once the whites run off the farms, the blacks taken over, it's not their basket case, their own starvation. They have to have the white people come in from the United Nations stuff to rescue them. Anyway, Lee, we're getting ready to bring Jacob on, and Jacob's going to take off. Jacob, how you doing tonight, fella?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, we've had such a cram-packed area. If you've been listening, we may have to redo this. I know you and I talked all week what we're going to do. Go ahead and do that, I guess. And Lee, there was so much we need to cover from that first hour, but I guess what we'll do is, Jake, we're just planning on bringing in Matt and covering the rest of these. We've got 10,000 stories about that first hour with Matt. But we'll try to bring him on, God willing. If God lets us live another week, we'll bring him on next week. But anyway, people, what Jacob's going to do, he's getting ready to go over and break up, talk about false news coming from right-wing sites, left-wing sites. He's going to take off and tell you people some of what I consider valuable information. Don't think we're trying to talk down to you, but Jacob's a smart young man. He was born into this business. Anyway, Jacob, I'm going to shut up. Tell the audience what you got for him, Jacob.
Well, thank you, Eddie, and as always, it's a tremendous honor and a pleasure and a privilege to be on the air with you guys, and I hope each and every one of you tuning in tonight are doing fantastic out there, at least as well as can be under whatever present circumstances you may be enduring. And, you know, whatever you are going through right now, truth is, the truth always sets us free. And no matter how oppressed you may be in your day-to-day circumstances, the one thing that the forces of darkness cannot take from you is your capacity to know and understand truth. And there's a reason why the scriptures tell us we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. It is a critical component of the verse that we quote on here often about from Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You know, if God is a spirit, the scriptures also tell us, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so one of the primary mechanisms we have to fight back against the evil that Eddie and Lee and Matt and myself and Sam and all the folks that work on this show and who work on Liberty News Radio, the AM radio station, and all the people on that network, one of the main mechanisms we have to fight back against all this evil that we're exposing and telling you guys about every week is merely speaking the truth and calling the kings into account. We do that. We offer, like a little boy when Jesus was feeding the 5,000, like a little boy who brought his meager offering of the loaves and the fishes, we bring our meager offerings of telling the truth to a candid world, telling the truth to shame the devil. And we do this in faith that God will, like that boy, like his loaves and his two fishes, will take our efforts and multiply them and feed his
Amen.
Feed his flock. And so
Amen.
Always remember that, folks, as we endeavor to explain these issues to you guys and talk with you about them, that there's a certain liberating factor in the very promotion and the spreading of truth itself. And so on that note, like Eddie's saying, we had planned to talk with you guys a little bit tonight about the phenomenon of fake news. Of course,
hey, Jacob, Trump, I got a special question. I have a special favor to ask you, something we've never done on this show before. The Spirit has moved me. People, you may think I sound like some kind of evangelical, you know, wild white guy preacher. Jake, would you like to say a quick prayer? Because we've already said one prayer. Would you like to say a quick prayer to, on the very note what you're talking about, to open our eyes, open our people's eyes? We've never done this before. We've only said one prayer. I just feel like we need another prayer right now, Jake. Would you like to lead us in prayer?
Absolutely, Eddie. I'd be glad to.
I need it. I don't know if the audience needs it. I need it. I'm about to cry thinking about what Matt said about the first hour. I've been extremely moved by what he said. And we have to turn to God, people. And I know nobody better to lead us in prayer than Lee and Jacob. Jacob, go ahead, my son.
Let's pray, folks. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. And we thank you and we praise you that amidst this present darkness, amidst all the turmoil and the trials and the tribulations that we as a people are undergoing, both here in the United States and our kinsmen in South Africa and the advanced stages of oppression that they are entering into now, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts and we praise you so much that the truth, your truth, marches on, that you are a God of truth, and that though we are oppressed from all sides, you multiply our efforts, and you are glorified in the spreading of that truth. And we'll continue with this prayer right after we get back from the break, folks. That's the music right now. We'll continue with this after these messages.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Okay, people, we're right back. I normally love that music, let it run a little bit longer, but I'm going to go right back to Jacob. Jacob's, he's blessed us with his, he's graciously consented to give us a prayer, and Jacob does nothing but sincere prayer because he is a believer. Go ahead, Jacob, my son.
Thank you, Eddie. All right, folks, let's continue praying. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you for this opportunity to be on air tonight. We thank you for the prevailing power of your truth over all the deceit and the lies and the falsehoods in this world. We know that even as our enemies encompass us all around and they close in on us in some corners of the world more so than others, like in South Africa, we know, Lord, that all of this ultimately goes back to what you warn us in the scriptures about, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the powers of this present darkness. For all of the physical violence that is perpetrated against our people, for all of the blaming and the demonization for all the world's woes, we know that the spirit behind this is of the devil. We know that these forces, these very real people in the world that have so heavily arrayed themselves against us, against our people, are merely doing the bidding of Satan. And we know, Lord, how that struggle ends. We know that it's not really a struggle at all. We know that all that we must suffer and endure is purposed by you and planned by you and is calculated for our betterment and for our growth, to bring us to that place that you would have us to bring us to a place of worthiness of your grace and of your love. And Lord, in the spirit of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2 tonight, that says, declare ye among the nations, publish and conceal not, say Babylon is fallen, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, and her images are broken in pieces. We are proclaiming the truth tonight on this show, Lord, in the spirit of saying those things. We are proclaiming this truth because we know that no matter what setbacks and what struggles we are undergoing as a people in the world today, Babylon has already fallen, whether it realizes it or not. And God, we know that you will be glorified and you will be exalted through all of this that we are undergoing. And we ask that you would just give us the strength and the courage and the willpower and the intestinal fortitude to stay strong, that you may find us faithful amidst these trials that we are experiencing. We thank you once again for the opportunity to be here tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to tell the truth and shame the devil. And we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I'd like to add one thing, Jack, with our audience. That, well, I know we probably have some atheists that listen to us. In fact, I know they do. And I would just like to refer, I'm going to make this one little quick note. I would like to refer them to Psalm, the 14th Psalm, in the King James Bible. It says, in the name of it is the foolishness of men. This is very good. We're quick, people. It says, this once again, Psalm 14:1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. So people, take that in. If you say that there's no God, then you're a fool. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from God Almighty, King James Bible. Go ahead, Jacob. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just felt the spirit, man. I've never felt that before, son. But the first hour with Matt, what's been going on in our world here in the United States, we're nearing civil war, what's going on over there in South Africa, it's looking really bad. So I just felt compelled to have you to pray, Jacob. So I'll shut the heck up now and let you go ahead and finish on with the with what you want to do. We talked about this past week, what we're going to do. So go ahead, son.
I'm glad you did, Eddie. We can't pray enough, and we certainly spend far too little time on our knees. And
amen.
So, that being said, getting back to what we were going to talk about some in this hour, one of the and really it ties in so much with all of this that we're talking about right now. You know, one of the major phenomenons that we have to deal with in the world today is the specter of fake news. And you know, this is a term that gets bandied around a lot. President Trump uses it quite a bit. The mainstream media, or as I like to refer to them, the lamestream media, likes to throw this term around quite a bit too. And it's a very real thing, though. It's not just CNN when Donald Trump is criticizing them for their constant falsehoods and fabrications and whatnot. It's certainly not right-wing websites and everything like the left always tries to claim it is. They try to claim that literally everything we talk about on this show and more, I mean, anything with any substance to it whatsoever pertaining to the anti-white agenda is all just fake news, according to these people. And so they try to co-opt this term and use it too. But it is nonetheless, it's not this partisan thing. It's not just something that President Trump talks about in relation to CNN. It's not just something, that the leftists are making up in regards to us. The phenomenon, folks, is very real. And in the age of the internet, in the digital age that we live in, remarkable though it is, because it's characterized by this incredible technology that enables us to not just broadcast on the radio and put this message out, but to connect instantaneously with people from all over the world. It's exacerbated to a certain extent by this very same technology. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. Because of the internet, which is, it is to our modern age as the Gutenberg press was to its time, it's leveled the playing field in many ways, in the sense that gone are the days where you have to have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to be a media outlet. Because of the internet, because of this technology, is so entrenched, it's become so commonplace and by extension so affordable that literally any Tom, Dick, or Harry can set up a website and, bang, there you go. You can be a media outlet. Now, journalistic integrity and professionalism and stuff like that are entirely separate considerations, but anybody, any one of you, any of you out there in the audience that have aspirations to do this, you can become a media outlet. You can set up a website and you can write articles and you can become a journalist, and submit your findings to a candid world. And this is incredible. It's a fantastic example of what we're talking about in regards to the technology of the age. But it's a double-edged sword because anybody means anybody. You're probably thinking, Jacob, I get that. No, but I mean, let that sink in for a moment. Anybody means anybody. And you couple that with the anonymity of the internet, okay? And you really don't know who's out there. Anyone that doesn't put a face to the name, or if they do have to operate under some kind of a pseudonym for security reasons and, you know, keeping their job and stuff like that, if they don't at least give you something to go off of to substantiate the good faith that is required by you going online and finding someone's news article or blog post and just taking it at face value, then you really have no way of knowing whether or not they're telling you the truth. And because it's so easy to make a professional-looking website and then, you know, make it a news, you know, look like a news website or function as a news website, a great many of us just sort of, you know, we'll see an article and we just assume that it's legit. When in point of fact, you have no real way of knowing that just to look at the article. So it behooves each and every one of us to be our own fact checkers, you know, to cross-reference. You know, the scripture always holds up the criteria of a second witness. You know, look for a second witness for anything you read online. And it's really important that we keep this stuff in mind, because the sheer weight and the volume of fake news that's made so easy to proliferate and spread around by the technology that we're talking about does constitute a huge drain on the movement in multiple ways.
Jacob, Sam, we're going to a break. When we come back, tell some of our listeners some of the more reputable sites they can go fact check, for instance, like Breitbart, Drudge Report, et cetera. And I think Lee's got some comments he wants to make. We'll be right back, people, right after this break. We'll go right back to Jacob. We'll come back. Come on.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in six decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war, yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. New York police say 4 people were killed and 3 others wounded inside an illegal gambling site in Brooklyn. The shooting happened early this morning, according to New York Police Department Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea. 2 firearms have been recovered, and many more are expected to be found on the scene. Shea said the victims range in age from 32 to 49 years of age. 2 live out of the state. The rest live in the neighborhoods throughout Brooklyn. Shea also said it's too early to tell if it's a gambling dispute, a robbery, or some other motive. No arrests have yet been made. Don't forget, you can listen anytime online at usaradio.com.
Excuse me, Captain, I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, our fans back there, our people, our listeners, whatever you want to say, I just consider y'all our family. We're going right back to Jacob in a minute. But first of all, Lee's got some comments he wants to make to Jacob, and he's got a few questions he wants to ask to Jacob. But go ahead, Lee.
Oh, yeah, Eddie and Jacob. I was just saying we got to educate ourselves so y'all, you know, y'all can do homework, do your own research, because there's, you know, if you have a computer, you can do your own research. Like, instead of watching football for 4 hours on Saturday afternoon, just cut it back to two. And, you know, because that would be great that, you know, each one and teach one. I've been getting on Adam Green's site, No More News, KNOW, because they're exposing Zionism. And I'm sure, Matt, what are some other sites that we can tell people to go to?
I think KNOW, before you go to Matt, before you go to Jacob, you know, in KNOW, isn't that the Memphis, didn't that come out of the University of Memphis?
No, this is, I was just spelling how to spell. See, it's not N-O, it's K-N-O-O, K-O, K-N-O-W.
I'm sorry.
It's like No More News.
Okay.
I'd like y'all to check that out.
Okay, I'm sorry, we have a K-N-O-W coming to this news thing out of University of Memphis. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that particular outlet, but I'll have to check it out. It sounds like a fantastic source. And yeah, I mean, like Lee's saying, it comes down to this, you know, no one can do your research for you. There are a lot of reputable news sources out there, and not just on the right wing either. I mean, there's occasional leftists you'll run into even that are at least fairly honest. And as a check valve, you know, as a way of pursuing this second witness approach that I'm talking about, you know, that scripture prescribes as well, it's even better if you can find sources corroborating a matter you're looking into, or a headline that you've heard about that's particularly sensational, or that you want to believe. If you can find corroboration for it from a less radical source than, you know, what your own worldview entails, or even better, from sources that are on the other end, or at least further down the political spectrum, all the better. You know, when you have people from the left and the right and somewhere in between that are acknowledging an issue, then you've got, you know, you can be reasonably certain that you're performing your due diligence and that there's substance to the matter. So, yeah, and the thing too, in the...
Jacob, let me add one more.
Yes.
Let me add one thing quick. I was going to tell people, you may wonder why we got off on this, and I'm partly the reason why we got off on it, because earlier in the week, I was all hot and bothered because I saw this article about Marines being, in fact, I've got one. This isn't one of the better articles, but it's a decent article. It says Marines being activated with the United States ? And this particular article is by the Daily Coin, and there's many of them out there. You can go in, there's pages and pages that reference Marines being activated by President Trump. President Trump said bringing up the Marine Reserve, but you know, we have Ike Baker is a former Marine officer. He searched high and low. He said he couldn't find anything to corroborate this. You know, let's see. I haven't, you know, and I'm not the greatest researcher. I was never a Marine officer. So, but we've been told, I've been talking, and Sam says he kind of doubts it, you know. But, and I'll just add this. Jacob's telling you absolutely right. Research. You get as many reputable sites as you can to see what you can find out. But in my own gut feeling, as crazy as the war, this United States we're living in, as crazy as the world is, something in my gut tells me that there's something here that we're not, that even though I couldn't find orders being cut, and people say, oh, your credibility. I'm more concerned about alerting my brothers and sisters out there than I am about my precious credibility. But I'm not saying that I believe this. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying, reader, beware. And with that, I'm going to shut the hell up because I hope we have time. I'm going to go off on about a 5-minute rant before this show is over. Anyway, Jacob, I want to interrupt you. I want the audience to know why we're going off on this, because anybody can be fooled And I'm as easy to be fooled as anybody because, you know, I'm very passionate. But anyway, I'm shutting up now, Jacob. We'll go back where you was, son.
Well, yeah, that's just it. That's exactly it, Pappy. I mean, in this, we live in such a clown world now. You know, all these expressions, some of them are humorous, you know, really, before you start crying about it. But all these expressions for what a topsy-turvy clown world we live in. You know, the clown world is a term now that's very, very in very common usage amongst right-wingers and everything, referring to the system we live in. You know, we also say things like the inmates are running the asylum, and it's all very apt to describe what's going on around us. And this is precisely the point. You know, you can take the most sensational sounding, unbelievable, extraordinary headline. And because things are so crazy today, you're like, yeah, there might be something to it. You know, I mean, you could read a headline that says Adolf Hitler was sighted on a unicycle juggling matzo balls. And it would be like, yeah, well, yeah, maybe, you know, at least a guy that looks like him or something. I mean, because everything is so convoluted and so twisted now. And that's the whole point. That's we're doing this as a sort of PSA, folks, because we know that this is something that we all have to deal with. Every one of us has fallen at some point for a fake news article because it's all so relative now. Nothing really seems crazy anymore. And I'm not even talking about satire websites. You got satire websites like The Onion and The Babylon Bee. You know, it's like a Christian version of The Onion and stuff. And they're very tongue-in-cheek, but they've even satire website headlines are almost always instantly believable until you look at the website and you take note of who it's from. It's like, oh, that's from The Onion. Okay, so they're joking. But it's still believable. I mean, even the satire websites can't come up with a headline that sounds truly satirical anymore. So that's why we're going into all this, like Eddie is saying, but because it's to the point where it is a bit of a PSA to put out there to say, hey, folks, this is the real thing, and you got to watch out because meaning no amount of sincerity could still or could undo the extent to which this could hurt your credibility with some people, depending on who you're dealing with. And so, and it shouldn't have to be that way, you know, like as Christians especially, but anyone in general who's patriotic and loves liberty and loves truth can apply these same basic principles. It doesn't have to be that way. With a little bit of discernment, with a little bit of fact-checking and just, you know, thinking before we repost things, we can combat a great deal of this. And that's sort of what we're going into here. Here's a couple of relevant quotes that I found earlier on, too. Because I was saying earlier that in the age of the internet, it's even more pronounced because with the click of a button, who knows how many people could see anything you post. You know, we have this this phenomenon of things becoming viral where, you know, if a celebrity and not even celebrities, sometimes it's just random people from certain forums who happen to be in the right place at the right time. But the end result is the same, where somebody can now tweet something on Twitter or post something on Reddit or 4chan. And within minutes, it gets hundreds of thousands of views. And it's you know, here's a couple of old quotes that kind of that shows how in this day and age it's an even more relevant thing. But going back to the 1700s and before that, people were observing something very similar. There's a quote from the famous literary figure Jonathan Swift, the guy that wrote the book Gulliver's Travels. You know, there's been film adaptations of it. It's a classic book. In a magazine called The Examiner in 1710, Jonathan Swift wrote, "Besides, as the vilest writer has his readers, so the greatest liar has his believers. And it often happens that if a lie be believed only for an hour, it has done its work, and there is no farther occasion for it. Falsehood flies, and the truth comes limping after it, so that when men come to be undeceived, it is too late, the jest is over, and the tale has had its effect." In 1787, a collection of sermons by the preacher Thomas Franklin was published, and a homily on vigilance included an instance of the saying in which falsehood reached every corner of the earth. And in that quote, he says, "Falsehood will fly, as it were, on the wings of the wind and carry its tails to every corner of the earth, whilst truth lags behind. Her steps, though sure, are slow and solemn, and she has neither vigor nor activity enough to pursue and overtake her enemy." So, I mean, folks, this is before...
That's great stuff, Jacob. Even a...
Thank you, yeah.
That's great stuff.
And
you know, Jacob, and I have I'm chiming in just, and also, Jacob, I can put this in probably a more modern day kind of a practical, field. My wife right now is watching the Alabama Texas A&M football game, which we're trying to keep track of the score. At least Lee is. But anyway, you know, in football, you don't tell the other team, I'm getting ready to throw a pass to this man right here, this wide receiver. So y'all beware, we're going to throw this pass right here, this wide receiver. They have misdirection plays, fakes, all kind of stuff like that. And the World War II, you know, the D-Day, when the D-Day invasion, they didn't just tell the Germans, oh, we're going to invade, we're going to hit Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, red, gold, silver. I mean, red and gold and sword. You know, you have all this misdirection, all this misinformation. Jacob, and I'm going to shut up a minute. It just dawned on me. I don't know why it didn't. Well, it didn't just dawn on me, but it did. But, well, before we go to the break, I'm going to say this. They put out, our enemies can put out so many of these bogus stories. When they actually do come after us, when they actually do send the Marines, we'll say, oh, well, that's just another bogus story. So we'll fall for the trap and not be ready for the invasion. We're going to a break, people. We'll be right back after this. We'll go right back to Jacob and Lee. Be right back.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the sh sound, as in all those American food producers saying sh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Well, people, I hope you've still been holding on after the break. I think we've been having a great show tonight. That first hour was really emotional. Jacob's been doing a good job. Lincoln's doing a good job. We're trying to, and don't get this wrong, we're not just trying to say educate you people like it's you're a bunch of dumb buddies, because Lord knows, I guarantee you, I'm one of the least adept people using the new modern internet and the new modern technologies. Anybody, I'm 72 years old, well, 72 and a half now, and I've always rebelled against technology. There's just something in me. I'd rather be out in the woods with an old recurve bow, not a compound bow, an old wood stick bow like I've got. I like to hunt with an old stick bow. I love nature. I love running. I really don't like technology, but you can't get away from it. But that was what I was on the point I was trying to make before we went to the break is beware, you know, they send out false signal after false signal after false signal, like the little boy who screamed wolf. I'm sure y'all are familiar with that. You know, he kept crying wolf, and the people would come to the rest, you know, over here in Holland, and they would, it's an old story. And finally, he cried wolf so many times, and when the wolf did come, people didn't respond. But with that, before we go back to Jacob, I'm going to say this right here. In the end, people, I was going to save this rant to the end, but I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way, and then the rest of the hour is going to be Jacob and Lee. In the end, we're not going to be able to depend on this central government we're living under. We no longer have a central government. You know it. You know it, and I know it. I don't know why I'm preaching to the preachers. But the so-called central government we have right now, they're not just thugs and criminals. They're the absolute worst thugs and criminals. I have a stack of articles right here. We'll never be able to get to them, proving that they're thugs and criminals at the very highest levels of government. So what we're going to have to do, I agree with the League of the South. We're going to have to secede, but we can't, maybe not almost like a virtual secession. It's going to have to happen. Y'all bear with me. I'll be through in just a minute. We're going to have to do it hamlet by hamlet, village by village, county by county. And the way we're going to do it, excuse this hack, y'all hang on 1 second. And I'll go right back to Lee as soon as I get through this. we're going to do it county by county. And I've talked about this many times before, but it's been a long time. We're going to have a sheriff with guts and integrity, a constitutional sheriff. We're going to have a constitutional posse and a constitutional militia to back that up, like it was in the old days, in the 1600s and 1700s in this country. We're going to have, what was that, Lee?
Grand jury?
Yeah, correct. A constitutional grand jury, a constitutional attorney general in the county. And we're going to have to negate these stupid criminals. It's not even law anymore. They laugh at us. They told us the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper. Well, it is. That's all it is. The Constitution, I told my little buddy Matt this. Yeah, we're going to create, Sam wants to know, we can create one of these counties. We need one. We need many of these counties because if just one county, they're going to crush us. But it's the only way we can do it. We have to set up and tell these clowns, like Jacob referred to them as the clown government. We have to tell these criminals are out now, the worst criminals, like this Joe Biden who just got caught taking $900,000 from his little son, Hunter Biden. He was a dope head that got kicked out of the Navy. And running this scam with John Kerry's stepson. They had this bogus investment company here, and they've been funneling money from the Ukraine after Joe Biden, when he was the vice president. He went over to the Ukraine and forced a prosecutor in the Ukraine to be fired because they were investigating this bogus company that his son was involved in. I mean, this is crime at the highest level. We cannot take this. We have to sit here and negate, under Article 10 of the Constitution, every stinking one of these so-called laws. We have to have, like Sheriff Joe out there in Arizona did. Amen. We have to have, like in the Shelby County, we could have, there's no reason why we couldn't have a 50,000-man posse and tell the government, bring it on, son. We're not going to live in slavery. If it takes every one of us being killed, better to die standing up for our freedom, for us and our family and for God, than to live in slavery. Like Churchill said, he was an evil man, but Churchill did say, and I agree with him, if you will not fight when victory is at least reasonable, if you will not fight when victory is even easy, there will come a day when you will fight when there is no hope whatsoever of survival. But dying in battle will be much preferable to what's waiting for you when you get to the concentration camps. And if you want to know what that is, look over here in South Africa right now and magnify that.
Yeah,
That's the solution. I'm shutting up. Lee, Jacob, take it away.
I'll just say something briefly. The federal government, They could arrest me and Eddie and all of us for saying, "Oh, you're spreading hate speech," and they could come arrest us. But if you got a county sheriff, they will protect you to go against an unconstitutional federal government, Eddie.
And it is hate. It is hate because I hate crime. I hate criminals. I hate sin, and that's what the central government's going to.
Yeah, that's right, Eddie. Because they could come arrest, but with the sheriff, you can block that. And he could arrest the federal agents.
Absolutely.
And once they know they're going to get resistance, they'll get away from us. So I would encourage everybody to build their own county, constitutional county government from the ground up. I need to talk to the League of the South about this, too. Maybe that would be a better way. I don't know.
Well, Sheriff Mack, Lee's friend, Sheriff Mack's done almost that. Back to you now, Jacob. I didn't mean to take up the rest of the thing, but that's my rant I want to go off on. Back to you, Jacob.
Well, I think we only got a couple minutes at this point, but yeah, I mean, well said.
We got about four and a half minutes.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, that ties in pretty thoroughly with all this too, because what we're talking about here with inoculating yourself, as it were, against, fake news and just learning to be a little more discerning and just kind of raising awareness about just how easy it is now for anyone to put information out there, and how a lot of these people that do that, in spite of all the excellent work that's being done by alternative media, that, you know, a lot of this is, like what you were talking about earlier, Eddie, you know, a lot of it is it's a psyop. You know, the enemy is actually doing a lot of this stuff, perpetrating it to discredit the messenger and then also to desensitize us and demoralize us, so that when real crises are upon us, people are slow to react to it, because at first it just seems like more of the same 10 fake stories, you know, of that nature already. It's like the martial law scenario. Yeah, sure, you know, martial law could be declared. Yeah, sure, ever since Honest Abe Springsteen declared martial law and criminally invaded his own country and brutally subjugated the actual constitutionalists, the people who were actually fighting to preserve the Constitution, the Southern government, we've been living under admiralty law, basically. And so, yeah, in theory, martial law could be declared at any moment. But people have been saying this was about to happen since the 50s. And, you know, people still get worked up about it real quick. And any kind of rumor to that effect, you know, seems to get a lot of people hopped up and everything. But that's case in point. You know, you have something, there's those people. But then for a lot of us, somebody like myself or somebody like Eddie, you know, any of us who've been around the block a few times, now, anytime we see a story where they're claiming, hey, yeah, they declared martial law in this town, the military opened fire on a bunch of peaceful protesters and shot people, the very first thing that we're going to think now is, well, but they've been claiming stuff like this since, you know, for a half a century now. So is that really real? And that's just the reality of the world we live in. But at the same time, this completely illustrates how, you know, in a more sane world, this wouldn't be an issue. No one should ever have to second guess a claim like that. You know, we should be able to raise an alarm and people to instantly know that we're telling the truth. And so it ties all back in with all that, folks. This is why you gotta, just don't take anything at face value. Don't take our word for anything. You know, of course, on a show like this, we endeavor to tell you the truth every week. So, you know, we know that there's a lot of good faith and trust that comes along with that. But we'll hold ourselves to the same standard. Don't take something we're saying at face value. Go study it for yourself. Because even in us telling you, we don't want you to just believe it because we said it. We want you to know for yourself and you know, benefit from that information. So, to summarize that presentation we were giving, AAAs, people that are awake and aware and alert, must guard against falling victim to false news and contrivances of a similar nature online. And unwittingly participating in the spread of fake news undermines our credibility, both as individuals and as a movement, and erodes that ever-shrinking amount of good faith from the public writ large that we can reasonably expect. And because of the rampant insanity that pervades the world we live in, it is easier than ever, we all have at some point or another, to be misled, because there is little, if anything, anymore in this clown world we live in that can be put into a headline that is not at least somewhat believable. And while not all fake news is malevolent, a large percentage of it is indeed generated by enemies of truth for the purpose of sowing dissension and discord amongst and between identitarians and the general public, and, you know, discrediting the messengers.
You know, folks, we're out of time. Jacob, thank you so much. You did a great job. People, the main point, the bottom line is we have to be, you have to be ready. You have to have your guns and ammo. You have food. You have to be ready.
Communication.
You have to have go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, communications. You need to get your communications in good shape.
Anyway, folks, we've run completely out of time. We always do. Thank you so much for listening. And God willing, we'll be here same time next week. It'll be the 19th, and Matt should be home in the United States by then. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Bethany. Good night, y'all.